So why is Ion, many, Bert, and the real listeners are saying, boy, Ion's not holding back. He's telling everything.
Time,
if that's true,
time,
why
time,
are you doing
time.
That?
It's time. It's time. It's time. Enough. You get on with it. Now it's time to get on with it. No more of this chit-chat, dick back, let go, let it go, let's go, let's go. Time to come on. It's what this is about. It's what you was born for. If you're going to come into it, come on right now. If you ain't get ready, it ain't going to be mattering there soon. It's time. There is no time, but the timing has arrived. The arrive is time because the time can't stand. The stand can't stand because the time won't survive. You only have the window. The window's only here. You can't get out because you don't know where you were anyway. You've got to
right,
find
now,
a way.
Okay, listen to this. This sounds like the wave and particle. You just brought up the issue. I tell people there is time. Ian calls it timing, but it's a ratio of proportions. It's like there is matter
the
and there's spirit.
The distance.
So how would you elaborate?
You.
How would you? I've always wanted to get into that with you. There is time. There's no time in the big level, but there is a sense of timing and particularities. Is that the wave and the particle?
We done told you once, and we're going to tell you again. We're going to tell you, tell you, tell you. We tell you again until you hear it. Until you hear it, we're going to say, God, where's your goddamn God?
So I said to Karen last night, Ion will say things and then later contradict because the spoken word can't go beyond contradiction because it's two conversations. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, no, I don't agree with the statement because it's more than that. If you have hendiades, each one becomes four. It becomes a plethora of conversation and positions, you see? And it's not
yeah.
a problem because that's the part that's waxing and waning anyway. So it's no
right.
issue.
Okay, so McLuhan.
And then you have perceptions, but then you have perceptions, then if the airplane goes over and you hear it and someone else doesn't hear it, does that validate or nullify the airplane's existence? No. It's just you weren't in the perception of receiving it. So we
right.
said it, but just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't occur. That's a whole nother rub, you see. It's the pensive quantitative understanding. Pensive,
right.
quantitative understanding.
Now, but you bring in that phrase, socioperception. Is that the world of the Android meme and social mortar when you say socioperception?
Well, if you apply it there, it would. But see, that's going away. See, you keep burying your bodies, and then you keep digging them up, bringing them back. But you keep burying the bodies, and then you keep digging them up and bringing them back. If you leave them in the ground, you wouldn't have to deal with them anymore. But it's not the argument. It's not the fight. It's not the position that makes it right. You can't know who you are until you know where you've been. You know where you've been. You just forgot where you came from and your place of power. That's how you know who you were. If you can know who you were, the past proof perfect would make it just right because then you would know because you'd be out of sight.
Right. So you talk about we're obsolescing and retrieving. That's in the world of social mortar.
Mortar as laid, not set. It's not set in stone. Your words are right. Mortar can be wet.
Okay.
Mortar set in stone means that it's dried, cured, and it's set. So it is mortar, but it's not set in stone. There you go. Good word.
Right. And that's all that's left, or that's going to go too?
Yeah, we don't know. We're gonna have to see what you do with it.
Oh, okay.
Where do they catch? Where do they catch? Where does it start? What point do you hear enough words that you ascend? Okay, it's that many words.
Right, and that's what the point? Question. Worser presented that to me in '93. He said in L.A. He said, "Man was created by Rai, but we don't know how much man will survive the post-Rai situation."
But see. Post-Rai is ascension.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Post-Rai,
and we don't know.
But he never acknowledged that there was such a thing.
Right.
As
he claimed he already was ascended.
Well, funny. A funny thing happened on the way to the opera, didn't it, Bob?
Yes. Oh, okay.
A funny thing happened.
So, McLuhan,
we're not disputing his borrowed power. But it cost him his life. The power that he wielded cost him his life.
Right.
He went toe-to-toe with us on three different occasions. Toe-to-toe with us on three different occasions. It was not
all right. Did I ever go toe-to-toe with you?
Never. Never,
okay.
never. But now, okay. Inference is not subjugated. Inference is not subjugated. If inference were subjugated, yes, you'd be stone cold dead. But inference is not, because you hear it and then you don't know, then you didn't hear it. And you know it, then you didn't know it. Now you obfuscate it, then you retrieve it, then you bring it back in, then you run it through the quadrants. You run it through the different sections, the different capacities to apply it. And then you go, okay. And it either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, it's mediacology. It's how mediacology applies. So, yeah, it's never a toe-to-toe where it's this stance, this stodginess. His was,
right.
I'll do you in.
That's right.
That was his position. That was his position. And that's what happened to Vern.
Yes. I mean, Vern was the same stodginess.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so McLuhan likes to quote what he called the doctrine of analogical proportionality in Thomas Aquinas' writings. When we say there's time within the ratios, no, we say there's timing in the no-time situation. Is that what Aquinas was getting at when he created the doctrine of analogical proportionality?
Trying to. It was not correct. You know it's not correct. Not right. But it is a perspective. And it's open for enough. You can have a little conversation about it, but it won't hold water, Bob. It won't hold. I mean, if the Newtonian law went out, that shit ain't going to last. So, yeah.
Right. So, and part of the problem is he's trying to write it out. You're doomed when you try to write it out.
Well, that's what McLuhan said. Every time you write it, the mechanical bride gets a hold of it, and it's all over with then. Gutenberg's will run you down.
Right.
But this is interesting, Bob. This is interesting. No, wait. Hold one second.
Yeah.
This is interesting because we've got you into a question that you didn't ask. So if we're going to have a question that you didn't ask, let's answer one. Here's what's happening. You've taken the android meme and the chip body, and you've given it everything. You have now made it where no one writes anymore. Children don't know how to write in school anymore. They don't know how to use words, SMH. OMG, what's the BFD? They've taken all communication and language out of the world, out of the realm. No one diagrams sentences. No one knows what predicates are. No one even knows. Look at your educated bullshit people listening to your damn show. Don't even know what the past pre-perfect tense is. Don't even know what verbs are. They don't know. And they certainly never. They're trying to get rid of the commas. They're trying to get rid of commas. They say they don't need commas anymore. Well, you can't speak without commas. You can't live without punctuation, Bob. You'll kill yourself. You've got to have punctuation. How do you? What are you saying? You don't know what you're saying. Okay, now this is what's happened. They put everything into the cloud, the wrong cloud. So they've pumped everything into it. That's the reason we told you, whatever you put on the facial book, you'll never get back. And what you put in the facial book will be gone. But people are putting everything into their devices. And then what happens is they're going to lose all of that information, and then they're going to know nothing. They won't remember their phone number. People learn their phone numbers. But now no one knows the phone number. They just hit the picture.
Okay, very good.
Now. And that's what's happened is they've been lulled into this false place of security. And they're smart now. They can get, I know what diverticulitis is. Siri. JW calls his Siri bitch. JW say bitch. Tell us what diverticulitis is. And it'll say, diverticulitis is blah, 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 blah. And you say, bitch. And you tell us what time it is. And you got to trust it and whatever it tells you. And you say, bitch. Say, well, how do we get there from here? Well, the nearest direction, turn right. There's no right. Turn right. There's no right. Turn right. There's no right. Turn right. Turn three left, and in 3/4 of a mile, make a U-turn and go back where you went to and get in your bed and cover up your head. Don't ask us no more goddamn questions. But that's another conversation. What ends up happening, though, is you put everything into the chip body, and it's going to let you have back just what you want. We have the most fun of any fun that's ever been fun on the fun of the funometer. This is over the top. We make up stupid ass damn words, put it in the Wikipedia. Y'all look it up and go, oh, that's what that is. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, what's the etymology on that? Well, we'll have to look up etymology to see what that is. We don't know what it is. Where did the word come from? Well, the Wikipedia. You do know people just type that shit in there, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a bastion. That's a bastion of knowledge and knowing, and that's the fulfillment of all the man's knowing and all their information that flows down the information superhighway, like the river from the stream. It's pure from its source all the way to the basin in which it's received. We're like, you people are full of shit. This is ridiculous. And yet,
okay,
that's where they're living now. That's where they're living now, Bob.
I know. So, let's end there. I'll just keep wheezing and it'll irritate Carolyn. So, stop wheezing.
Well, did you get you a sound? If you didn't get you at least one sound bite out of that, we'd be very
surprised. Man, that's a great one. It's a matter of getting the time to play it because you're taking up the whole 10 hours. So,
fun day. You can put it on your Excelsior, on your stuff flying, on your commercials and stuff.
Right. Hey, what do you think of? I play a few songs. Could I play this rant instead of the music for 20 minutes in the beginning of the show? Doesn't delay you too much.
No, it does not. It doesn't matter at all. We don't care. Do what you want to do. It's fine. We even sent you, a little bit of music. Not much, but Rip Rap has called some stuff. So that was but there's one song melody collage, the Jibber Jabber, Jip Jack, Jip Jive, Jump, Jip and Jump. It's got a bunch of good songs, but just like a minute or two of each one, so you get a whole lot of memories without too much time spent. Otherwise, you spend a half hour on that number of songs. So it kind of gives them the warm fuzzy and warm them up, but lets everybody go to the bathroom, and get started.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. And you can do it in the show, too, like where you went through and you changed colors and you want to change a topic.
Yeah.
You get something stupid or some asshole or something, play some music in that one thing to give it a little different interlude. Get a chance to get to the bathroom and get something to drink and, get yourself back together.
Yeah, well, this is such a good rant. It'd be great to start the show off with this, rant. Yeah.
Fine. And then
we'll very
be
good.
Right there. Now, wait. Have it right there and have us ready. And when we come off, when you come off, we'll just pick it up right there. And they'll say, was that recorded? And we go, all is recorded. And then we'll just pick it up. We'll just flow with it right there. So that the whole damn thing was live, but it wasn't. But it was. You don't even have to present it. Like to say we're going to start. We're starting, and then go with it.
All right.
That'd be fun.
All right.
That'd
thank you very
fun.
Much. That was a very good
Thank
session,
you.
Ion.
We are complete.
Finally, very good.